This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture. I'm T. Shao Ik with Kelly Anissa and Lim Suan in the studio. Today is Leonardo da Vinci's birthday, so we're doing a Hari Ini Dalam Sejarah segment on the artist, scientist and inventor. So also let us know what you think is da Vinci's most memorable work.
And you might have a 23% chance of dying prematurely for consuming meat. We take a look at this new research finding.
And so on Twitter, we're asking you, would you be willing to reduce your daily meat intake? Your options are yes, no, tried but failed, or too much effort or money. And to join the conversation today, you can tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or call us at 03-7733-2900.
Meanwhile, today is also World Art Day. So here's If I Were a Painter by Norah Jones.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Norah Jones with If I Were a Painter. And today's episode of The Daily Digest, we're doing a Hari Ini Dalam Sejarah segment on Leonardo da Vinci. So Leonardo, I'm going to be on first name terms with him, was born on this day in 1452. That's 567 years ago in the town of Vinci, Tuscany. Today he is celebrated as a polymath, hugely knowledgeable about a vast variety of subjects. He was really a true Renaissance genius, someone who sought enlightenment from the pure pursuit of knowledge itself. Yeah. He was so curious that he applied his artistic talents to the study of nature, mechanics, anatomy, physics, architecture, weaponry, and more.
So interestingly, Leonardo saw science and art as complementary rather than as distinct disciplines. Mm-hmm. So he thought that ideas were formulated in one realm could and should inform the other. So this is such a contrast with the modern approach to science today, which dismisses the contribution of art.
That's right, yeah.
And perhaps this philosophy is why he was able to learn and achieve more in his lifetime than an entire generation of scientists today. So if you think about it, many modern inventions today are based on Leonardo's plans and his drawings. So here's a clip from a documentary by Biographics with a rather romanticized description of Leonardo's childhood.
A baby boy named Leonardo was born on April the 15th, 1452, in a Tuscan village called Vinci. The child was born out of wedlock to a wealthy legal notary named Messer Piero Frusinio d'Antonio and a beautiful peasant girl named Caterina de Mio Lippi. But as a bastard child, young Leonardo was not even allowed to be given his father's last name. He was simply called Leonardo da Vinci, which means Leonardo of Vinci. Instead of going to school, the countryside was young Leonardo's classroom. Even at a young age, he was inquisitive and he truly fell in love with nature. He wished that men could fly like the birds and swim through the oceans like the fish. Together with his brothers, they played games of war and he imagined being triumphant in battle like the men in the stories that were told by his father. However, this stage of innocence, it couldn't last forever. As he grew up, Leonardo learns that he would not be allowed to inherit the family estate. Well, Leonardo, he had to learn a trade and figure out how to take care of himself. However, Leonardo's father, he still wanted his son to have a good life. Now, he could see that the boy had a natural talent for art, so his father introduced him to a man called Andre del Verrocchio, who ran an art studio in the city of Florence. After seeing the boy's sketches, he agreed to take him on as an apprentice.
And so there begins Leonardo's career as an artist, where he later produced iconic works which all of us know about, like the Mona Lisa and the Last Supper. Okay. As you heard in the documentary as well, he was apprenticed to Verrocchio. And Verrocchio was one of the most successful artists of his day. And Leonardo was actually apprenticed to him at the young age of 14.
Wow.
So in Verrocchio's workshop, he would have learned skills like drawing, painting, sculpting and modelling, but also technical skills like drafting, chemistry, metallurgy, metalworking, plaster casting, leatherworking, mechanics, and carpentry. And I guess this explains perhaps how Leonardo was able to achieve so many things in different areas of arts and the more vocational areas, you know?
Mm. Yep. So by the age of 20, Leonardo qualified as a master in the Guild of St. Luke, which was the guild of artists and doctors of medicine in his time. But shortly after that, he relocated to to Milan to work for the ruling Sforza clan, and here he served as an engineer, painter, architect, designer of court festivals, and most notably a sculptor.
Mm-hmm. And over the next 30 plus years, Leonardo travelled around Italy, either pursuing his work art, his own art, or working in the services of aristocrats. So for example, in 1502, Leonardo entered the services of Cesare Borgia, the son of Pope Alexander VI, acting as a military architect and engineer.
So this brings us to Leonardo's achievements outside of fine art. And at some point in the early 1490s, he began filling notebooks related to four broad themes: painting, architecture, mechanics, and human anatomy. So he created thousands of pages of neatly drawn illustrations and densely penned commentary. Mm-hmm. Here's an interesting factoid about his notes.
Leonardo did his own anatomical drawings, and in this case, his writing was always from right to left. He always wrote backwards. It was more practical. He was left-handed, and if he wrote to the right, the quill would get stuck in the paper. So he wrote in mirror script, and you need to put a mirror right next to it to make out the text.
And that was Bulent Atalay, scientist and artist, in a presentation on Leonardo's universe for National Geographic. So in all these pages and pages of notes, he actually created accurate, workable designs for machines like the bicycle, helicopter, submarine, and even the military tank. So the Codex Atlanticus, for example, includes a plan for a 65-foot mechanical bat. And this was essentially a flying machine based on the physiology of a bat and on the principles of aeronautics and physics.
Like a flying Batmobile, I suppose.
Yeah. But probably not the kind that people imagine.
Yeah. However, because his notes weren't published in the 1500s, Leonardo's notebooks had little influence on scientific advancement in the Renaissance period itself. But, you know, looking way ahead, his drawings certainly had an impact hundreds of years later. So, for instance, if we look at his drawings of the helicopter, they had elements that are still used in helicopter design today. And, you know, among all his drawings, he also conceived of something he called a self-propelled cart. And that actually forms the basis for today's motorized vehicles.
Yeah, and other notebooks contain Leonardo's anatomical studies of the human skeleton, muscles, brain, and digestive and reproductive systems. So these detailed drawings brought new understanding of the human body to a wider audience. But he also combined anatomy and art, and this plays out in his most famous painting, as explained here.
We have page after page of him dissecting the human face, showing every muscle, every nerve, whether the nerve comes from the brain or the spinal cord. And then, after a few pages of it, the first slight sketch of Mona Lisa's smile. So we see how the science connects to the art, and it's inspiring.
That was Walter Isaacson, who wrote a biography of Leonardo da Vinci. Sorry, in 2017.
You didn't say Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes, I knew I was going to make that mistake.
About 500 years later.
Yes. So yeah, that was in an interview on CBS this morning. So Leonardo died at Clue, now known as Clue Luzzi, in 1519 at the age of 67. So this year is the 500th anniversary of his death.
If you think about it, I think at that time to live to the age of 67 was quite quite an achievement. Mm-hmm. People tended to die young of diseases. So there's something about his genius that kept him going, isn't it? I mean, what do you both know about Leonardo da Vinci's work? I mean, we'll talk about Leonardo DiCaprio's work at another time.
In all honesty, I'm most familiar with the fact that he painted the Mona Lisa. Mm-hmm. And so yesterday when I was doing some reading online, and then I realized all these other achievements he had. Mm-hmm. You know, like he helped somewhat design the parachute that we know about today. It's very fascinating reading about this guy who was somewhat a jack of all trades. Mm-hmm. If you think about it,
Yeah, and same like Kelly, you know, I've only really known him as a painter. You know, mm-hmm. he painted the Mona Lisa, the Last Supper, and then I've seen documentaries here and there that kind of said, oh, he invented a lot of other stuff, but I've never really paid much attention to them, and I don't think the media in general has paid much attention to these other aspects of his life.
Yeah, and as an anatomist as well, you know, if you look at his anatomy drawings, really how, and you know, another interesting factoid is that apparently he was a grave robber. He would actually dig up bodies of the deceased so that he could dissect them and make, I mean, the ethics of that aside, he really did do amazing anatomical drawings, which I think formed the basis of the kinds of anatomy understanding that we have today. And Walter Isaacson, again, he sums up Da Vinci's genius as pure curiosity, actually.
You know, Leonardo may have been the person with the greatest amount of curiosity of any human who ever existed. And he would make lists in his notebooks of things he wanted to know, like how do they walk on ice in Holland, or describe the tongue of the woodpecker. Now, who in the world would wake up one morning and put on their to-do list, describe the tongue of the woodpecker? What use is it? But there it is, and over again, Leonardo is just putting down in his notebook things he's curious about.
There you go, the tongue of the woodpecker. If you have anything to add on what you think is Da Vinci's most memorable work, you can also tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. But meanwhile, we have a poll going on Twitter.
So we're asking you, would you be willing to reduce your daily meat intake? Your options are yes, no, tried but failed, or too much effort or money. And to join in the conversation today, you can tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or call us at 03-7733-2900.
Yeah, and the reason we're asking that about meat consumption is because there's a study that shows if you're a huge meat eater, basically you may die prematurely. More on that story after the break. But first, here's Mona Lisa by Nat King Cole.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.